Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition, another week, Sports Overnight America, across the country on iHeartRadio and TuneIn and Simple Radio around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. Along with our producer, Dominic Jimenez, who does outstanding work, we bring you a Monday into a Tuesday championship edition. Look back at the women, look forward to the men. We'll break it down in the overnight. Jeff and Jen, of course, will be along the way as well from their outpost in Phoenix. So a big, big overnight here as we roll along. Will it be UConn? Will it be Purdue? Big 10, Big East? They collide tonight. We'll give you some thoughts on that. Coach Calipari snubs Kentucky and signs moments ago a five-year deal, made it official. With Arkansas, and I'll take you back to way back, November 25th, 1994, UMass, coached then by John Calipari, at the Springfield Civic Center. I want to say it was either right before or right after Thanksgiving. Memory doesn't serve that well, but UMass throttled Arkansas in the Springfield Civic Center, Dickie V in attendance. It was the marquee win for a young buck Calipari. All right, he took over the UMass job, which was a moribund, one of the worst Division I programs in America, and got them to the Final Four. We won't mention they vacated that Final Four because of Marcus Camby taking some money from an agent, but we digress. And so we come full circle. After all these years, Calipari is going to now take up in Fayetteville, Arkansas. This, to me, is crazy. It is. But and I saw this late last night, traveled all day back from Cleveland to Iowa. And this came across breaking news. I sat there and scratched my head. That's all I could think about was his first marquee win as a Division I college coach was UMass over Arkansas, which shocked the world. And Arkansas, I want to say, was the number one team in the country at the time, if memory serves. So that and, you know, look at South Carolina, Caitlin Clark, the whole Iowa thing. South Carolina's a great team, man. I was glad to see history. TV ratings were crazy. 24 million at the peak. Nutty, nutty numbers. Fantastic. Great for women's basketball, and we move forward. Masters Week as well. There is plenty to talk about. We'll get it going here on Sports Overnight. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back.
If you weren't with me in the gym, ain't no need to double back. Don't even trip.
I told her, get with the program. I'll get played like a slow jam. This ain't regular, regular. I ain't nothing that you settle for.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
All right, you can have a little fun with this later in the overnight. I'm going to break down Purdue-UConn and give you a little pick here. You know, no gambling or anything like that. Just the winner and the loser tonight. How about that? You know, you want to throw point spreads, totals, and all that stuff. You have right at it. Dead end. But away we go. It's huge. People are into it. I get it. You know, the thing right at the get-go with the women's ratings, and Dominic and I were talking last week, and I mean, he has been very much a proponent and really a savant when it comes to the women's game. I didn't realize how popular this game was until I spent some time in Cleveland in the arena at Rocket Mortgage. Prior to the game, they did a phenomenal collage of all the great women's games, championship and otherwise, on the overhead for like 40 minutes before tip-off. It was fantastic, and I didn't realize it. And so this TV rating that the Iowa women and the Lady Gamecocks from South Carolina posted, 24 million at its peak. I mean, it's just 17 million on average, it sounds like. I mean, that's a big number. I mean, especially with a game that got away late, 87-75 final. That's a heck of a number. And, you know, I'll say it again. I do think it had a large part of Caitlin Clark. She became the media darling. She was everywhere. You could not escape her. But that, you know, when you say that, you run the risk of looking a homerish, which I get accused of and I'm probably guilty of, A. B, you're slighting South Carolina, even if you do it without your intentions. Just the mere thing coming out of your mouth, you slight them. Dawn Staley, the coach, that unbelievable team. I mean, that is a scary good team. They are so big and strong. Are they beatable? Yes. Were they this year? No. The last team to beat them in their last 70-some-odd games, the University of Iowa. But you know what? It wasn't in a championship game. It was a national semi. And so, you know, the Hawkeyes, nothing to be ashamed of. Two runners up. But no one ever remembers. I'm telling you, spin the calendar ahead. Even 5, 6, 7 years, you'll struggle maybe to perhaps remember that it was Iowa that went back-to-back runner-ups. That being said, Tremendous. So, but I mean, 1992, you have to go back to find a TV rating. And that's why I brought up what they showed at Rocket Mortgage. I didn't realize how good some of these teams were. I knew Tennessee was good, but I didn't know they're that good. I didn't know Rutgers got to a national championship game against Tennessee. I hadn't a clue. And that would have been, should have made sense for me being, you know, a kind of an Iowan now, you know, been in this market on and off for 30 years. See Vivian Stringer. She was a legendary coach at Iowa. Where'd she end up? With Rutgers. And then, of course, we had the Don Imus comment back in 2007 against the Rutgers women team. I forgot how good they were. And then the UConn dominance is just amazing. It's just amazing. But Stanford has been so good. So, you know, listen, I got accused of it. I got accused of it Saturday night. I loved it. Hey, you know, women's game, you're an opportunist. Why would you bother with it? Okay. Guilty as charged. I really am. So I'll take my lumps and move on. I loved it. I loved it. There was an energy in those buildings, Albany, Cleveland. I didn't get to Carver Hawkeye this year. Trying to think if I saw anything else. Did I see anything else? Boston was men. So, anyways, the women's games I was at, either watching on TV, but especially being in the building, there was an energy and an energy of a vibe that I can't describe. You walked out of there feeling so good. It's weird. And I got to tell you, I didn't feel the same thing in other buildings with the men. I just didn't. Now, I'll make an exception, January 27th, the birthday happened to be, good friend along the way visiting. Hey, we end up in Hilton Coliseum on a Saturday afternoon, January 27th, Iowa State beats Kansas. There was some juice there. It was exciting. So, but I'll tell you, this women's game, to me, went to a whole nother level. All right, so let's get to tonight's title tilt, Glendale, Arizona. Saturday night, predictable, you know, hang around for a while. The UConn-Alabama game was a series of runs. It just was. A 7-0 run here, a 9-2 run the other way, another 7-0 run. It looked like Alabama was going to really take this one down to the wire, and then Connecticut just does what they do. They polish them off with one late surge, and there we go again. Connecticut with a, you know, a fairly relatively comfortable pull away win. And this is what they do. They're just so deep. You look at that Husky team and you look at they're spread out offensively with Newton, Spencer, and Caravan, the kid from suburban Boston. Klingon, Newton, and Caravan share the lion's share of the rebounding. They block shots. They play unselfish. But that big three right there, Tristan Newton, Alex Caravan, Cam Spencer, and then throw in Klingon at 7-2. What's interesting now is Purdue's going to counter with the big kid from Canada, Edie. Look, he's a 7'4", 300-pound center going up against 7'2", 285. Now, tell me that's not a little juicy tonight. If nothing else, you're getting, let's see, you're getting 585 pounds, 14 feet and 6 inches of humanity. Water, flesh, and blood banging heads in the desert in Arizona. All right? Think about it. 14 feet, 6 inches, 585 pounds. Something's going to give tonight. Can't wait. Look forward to it. When you look at Purdue, you got to look at those guards. Fletcher Lawyer, the kid from, I want to say he's a Fort Wayne kid, 6'4", 180, a sophomore. Could be a very steady shooter. Braden Smith, another Indiana kid. I mean, they've got that Hoosier that Hoosier basketball mentality. You look at them, Eddie, just a monster. He's good for 25 a game. Smith, 12.5. Lance Jones, another nice player. Lawyer is not afraid to shoot threes. They don't go too deep. Now, that's the problem that Matt Painter's got. He tries to squeeze 8 in there, but really he's got 7 productive players. Connecticut, on the other hand, they're going to go 8 deep. They'll play, 8-9 guys. They get contributions. I love Castle. He's a Georgia kid. Again, this is the natural nature now of UConn. And it all started with – it really did. It started with Jim Calhoun getting the kids out of Seattle, Washington, getting kids out of L.A., getting some foreigners, getting some foreign product in there. That was the national ascension of UConn basketball, and it continues under Hurley. I mean, you look at the team, Virginia, Texas, Washington State, Georgia, New York, Massachusetts, Maryland, homespun talent with Klingon being a Bristol, Connecticut kid. They get the they got some young kids, a kid from Greece, and another kid from Togo, which would be South Africa, I believe. I want to say that. So there you go. That's UConn. Textbook. But the lion's share, that core, is Tristan Newton, El Paso, Texas. Castle's a Georgia kid at Covington, Georgia. Cam Spencer is a transfer, too. Played at Rutgers. Davidsonville, Maryland. So basically, you know, the beltway between Washington and Baltimore. And we told you Klingon's a Connecticut kid. That's a decent mix. It produced the same way. A lot of Indiana kids, but they also recruit nationally somewhat. And you get a kid like Eddie, who is a Canadian kid. And boy, it's the basketball talent that comes out of Canada. Look it up, folks. Canada. I mean, we talk hockey and we sit here and scratch our head. The number of impact players in college basketball and professional basketball who come from north of the border. There is no doubt about it. Pick tonight. I think it's almost impossible to not pick UConn. I think they're going to get it back to back. I say they're going to win it 7 or 8 points. You know, it's probably going to be one of these 88-80s, 91-83 type of thing. There'll be some points scored. They're calling for a low scoring game. I don't believe it. I just don't. I'll go the other way. I'll be the contrarian there. UConn gets it done. All right. More on Calipari, his crazy situation, leaving Blue Blood Kentucky for, I'll be careful how I say this. Well, a little different culture there in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And more at baseball, opening day in Cleveland. Boy, they were pumped up in Cleveland this weekend, knowing that the White Sox and Guardians were going to open on Monday. We're coming back here on Sports Byline.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
All right, Innovative Wellness will have a grand opening Thursday in Clive, Iowa. All you people in the Midwest, Clive, Iowa, just outside of Des Moines, right near Des Moines Golf and Country Club. They'll have their grand opening ribbon cutting, political officials locally. So, yeah, we got a little bit of an Iowa presence here in the program. So, Innovative Wellness Center. But their grand opening is on Thursday. From 4 to 6 Central. So we'll toss that out there. Go to innovativewellness.center and see what they can do for your what ails you. Weekend warriors, tennis elbow, golf injuries. Talking about a guy today who just, you know, couldn't swing a golf club without pain. When he turned his hips, when he brought the arms and shoulders and arms around, guess what? Underwent some, you know, 5-6 sessions of shockwave therapy, which, you know, sounds intimidating, but it's not. It's virtually painless. I'm telling you right now, he's swinging the club, feeling great. Innovative Wellness. And listen, again, what do they say? Condemnation before investigation is stupidity. So check it out. Innovative Wellness dot center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, Amy, and the great support staff at Innovative Wellness. I, for one, Marty Terrell, use them, believe in them. And don't get paid to say that. So there you go. All right. Just a couple more thoughts on, you know, the Coach Calipari Kentucky to Arkansas. I'll tell you, as I said in the open, I was going, what? What are we talking about here? He just, granted, he's had two. Listen, Coach Cal won a championship, what, 2012? He has been masterful in recruiting guys to come to Kentucky, McDonald's All-Americans, I mean, so on down the line. The end game, the one championship in his 15 years in Lexington. That doesn't cut the mustard there. It just doesn't. It's a blue blood. Kentucky, Duke, Carolina, Kansas, you know, the UCLA in the heyday. You got to throw now UConn, especially if they win and go back-to-back tonight. But the idea that, you know, Calipari was going to be able to continue on and endure losses to St. Peter's a couple years ago, and then getting knocked out by 14 seed Oakland of Michigan this year. I mean, it just wasn't going to cut it. So the AD and him sit down a couple weeks ago, Mitch Barnhart, and Calipari and Barnhart, quote unquote, reportedly, you know, have had a great relationship at times and a relationship at times that's become strained. But Barnhart agreed, you know, the buyout on Calipari was $33 million. Kentucky was not going to swallow that. They're not. I mean, Alabama, meantime, Nate Oates, the Alabama coach, is going to probably be in the mix for the Kentucky job. And they're saying Alabama, that Kentucky, it doesn't want to swallow the $18 million it's going to take to buy out Nate Oates to get him free and clear to take the job if they decide to go down that road, which they may or may not do. But the fact of the matter is, Barnhart didn't want to fire Calipari, probably one, because the $33 million, two, because he believes that, you know, Calipari did it once, he can do it again, that he's a Hall of Fame coach, and so on down the line. And it just, you know, he wanted to give it one more shot. So it sounded like everything was good. Calipari and him kind of posed for the cameras, said all the right things. Whether they truly meant it or not is always open for discussion and debate, right? I mean, we all see that. You know, these posed, orchestrated sessions of vote of confidence. And they always say, what's a vote of confidence for a coach? It's a kiss of death. And Barnhart gave Calipari the dreaded vote of confidence, and maybe Calipari did internalize that and say, you know what, this ain't going to work out. He clearly had both ends working against the middle. Calipari, listen, John Calipari, John Vincent Calipari, does not like being embarrassed. When he got fired by the New Jersey Nets, now the Brooklyn Nets, I'm telling you that cut that man to the core. Read his book. He wasn't getting out of bed for a month at a time. He got a job. People don't realize this. You got to look at Calipari's Wikipedia page and his bio to realize he spent a year after getting fired by the Nets as an assistant coach in Philadelphia. And I want to say it was under Larry Brown. I'll have to look that up. But you know what that was? That was Larry Brown taking care of a buddy, because Calipari cut his teeth in Lawrence, Kansas, when Larry Brown was in Lawrence as the head coach of Kansas. And so the coaching fraternity, they take care of their wounded. They take care of their sick. And Calipari, that firing by John Nash in New Jersey, that cut to the core of Coach Cal. He admitted in his book, his wife said, hey, it was hard to be around him. He was angry. He was depressed. He really, really struggled. And they gave him a year. They put him on that Sixer bench. I believe it was Larry Brown, and said, hey. And then, you know, he got the Memphis job. And the rest is history, so to speak. So I say to you this way, Calipari is no dummy. He read the tea leaves. He said, look it, I'm 65 years old. I have a chance to probably get one more deal. I can stay in the Southeastern Conference. I'm friends with billionaire John Tyson from Tyson Foods. Bill Clinton is huge at the University of Arkansas. Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, is an alum. I got name, image, likeness. And for the lack of a better characterization, Arkansas is used to and very prone to coloring outside the lines. And now, anymore, you don't really have to work that hard to color outside the lines, because name, image, likeness, and the transfer portal has essentially brought unfettered, unregulated free agency to college athletics. And this is a absolute wheelhouse fastball down the middle of the plate for Calipari to hit one out of the park. I think he's going to win, and win big in Arkansas. Now, let me preface that. Do I think he's going to win a national championship? No. Could he? 100%. 100%. This man can coach. He can coach. And I'll just go back to one final statement on this whole thing. John Calipari basically got fired by the fan base and the boosters in Lexington. And he knows he got fired. They weren't buying it anymore. His act, his shtick, his woe is me, his being self-deprecating when they lose a game, the fans started to get tired of it. And John's act, as great as it is, like anything, it has its expiration date. It runs its course. And he's endearing. He is the best sales guy I've ever been around. He could recruit. Like, when he was into it, there was nobody better. Nobody better. He was that strong a recruiter. Patino was close, but Calipari is the best that I've been around and seen. It's not even close. I mean, it's just unbelievable how good he is. So that's what he's going to do. And think about it. At 65, he gets a five-year deal. Nice round number, 70. He rides off into the sunset. He finishes on a strong note. You look at the resume. You see Kansas as an assistant, Pittsburgh as an assistant. He's a Pittsburgh area guy. He goes to UMass and takes a lousy, moribund program. The house that Dr. J played in, didn't build it. Curry Hicks Cage. He got a new arena in Amherst. Then he goes to the Nets. He has his failure. He gets his humble pie. Then the comeback begins at Memphis. Then he gets a dream job in Kentucky. He flirts with the NBA once again. It doesn't happen. He gets re-upped and gets more millions. And then he ends up knowing full well that the end is near, and it could be a career killing and a horrible way to be remembered. He says to himself, says to his wife Ellen and the gals and his son Bradley, hey, we're empty nesters. We're going to Fayetteville. I got one more shot. I got one more run left in me. 5 years in Fayetteville, maybe I can win big. And maybe, just maybe, he can cut down the nets in an SEC tournament and maybe an NCAA tournament. I wouldn't put it past him. I do think he'll have a body of work that will include the one-and-dones. He will get five-star McDonald's All-Americans to play for Arkansas. He will get now, I think, transfers because he knows he has to round it out, that he can't go with the kiddie core soup to nuts, that he's got to get some veteran talent in there. We've seen that. We're seeing it with teams left and right. And it's a new era. It's the name, image, likeness. It's the transfer portal. Free agency era is here in college sports, not just basketball, in every single sport, top to bottom. So initially I was shocked, but time to process it, I think it's a masterstroke. It's John Calipari at his best. He takes care of himself. He's very image conscious. He's a lot more sensitive. Criticism bothers him. He's retaliatory when he feels like the criticism is unfair and unwarranted. But I'll tell you right now, he's a good person. He's done a lot. He's a great family guy. And I'll tell you right now, he loves basketball and he loves to coach. And Kentucky, you know, 15 years. I mean, that's it's one of the premier jobs in sports, the Kentucky basketball job. And he did it. And he won one. He wanted more. He should have had more. He lost one. One got away in Memphis. We remember the missed free throws, right? UMass, Final Four, 96, got away. But Kentucky was the best team in the country, ironically. And here he is now in the twilight getting an opportunity. And he is controlling it. That's the other thing is he's a control freak. He controlled the narrative. He did not want to get fired in Kentucky. He wanted to go out on his own terms, but he read the tea leaves. Make no mistake about it. All right, don't forget, grand opening, Innovative Wellness, innovativewellness.center, this Thursday, 4 to 6, April 11th, out in Clive, Iowa. Stop by. I'm sure there'll be some drinks, entertainment, and some great specials and prize giveaways at innovativewellness.center. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight, America, across the country and around the globe on Sports Byline. We're coming right back with a lot more to talk about as we head to the top of the hour.
Standing outside in the rain, say it to my face, cause I gotta let it go. Thought it might have been love, she don't feel it though. Why you acting like we ain't been here before? We've been here before, yeah, it's such a shame.
It's such a shame, you already know it. I'm expressing all my pain, you know I'm a poet. When you sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest though. How you say heat your body?
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.center. At 515-355-3200.
Another sports hangover. It's exactly what I'm dealing with today in state of Iowa. And even the winners, even the Gamecock fans, I heard them talking today that the exhilarating run, unbeaten season, Don Staley, rumors that maybe the Charlotte Hornets are going to entertain a first ever women's head coach in the NBA. I think they'd be smart. I'd like to see her in the NBA coach. She coaches her butt off. She really does. That's a talented team. That South Carolina team. They are so big. And they're unselfish. And Cordosa sat a lot. You know, she got that second foul and they sat her down. She was playing with a bum leg too, which she didn't make one little comment about it. She didn't rely on it. She played in pain. She was not 100%. And what'd she have? 12 points, 17 boards? Or was it 17 points and 20 boards? I don't know. She's dominant. She is dominant. And how about that gal, Pow Pow? Holy smokes. And Raven Johnson can play for me. Now, listen, it's not fun to criticize Caitlin Clark because, you know, you run the risk of really taking some heat in these environs from which I broadcast from. But I'll tell you, look, she played great. She had an amazing career. She's been a generational player, all those things. But just, we got to be fair. She did not take care of the ball. That turnover before the halftime horn, even though it was 49-46, that was a big, big turnover. She was sloppy dribbling. She really was. I hate to say it. There were turnovers. She had a lot of turnovers in this tournament. She scored some 494 points. It's hard to, you know, knock her when she put up these numbers. She is a prolific talent. She is a phenom, but you've got to be fair. And Raven Johnson harassed her. Nikki Mule harassed her. The air of invincibility went out the window at the hands of those two defenders. They really did. Now, look, she still had she got hers, as she always does. She gets her 30, or against UConn, she got her 21. On Friday. But we saw, and I'm not going to even touch that call, that whole thing and the death threats that Gabby Marshall received. You know, shame on the dopes that do that stuff on social media. You're talking about a 22-year-old gal playing college basketball, and it's the gamblers and it's the dopes and the fans that just, you know, death threats. Really? You know, that should be some kind of serious crime. How can that be that you can – even though a lot of them, and I know the experts in law enforcement says death threats are like bomb threats, you know, or fire, you know, pulling the fire alarm. Kids do that. There's not an ounce of any oomph behind them. But at the same time, that's not the point. The point is Gabby Marshall took down her social media, you know, couldn't sleep, was worried. Her family's from Cincinnati. She had family, friends, and relatives descending on Cleveland. And then she's in her hotel room with her team, away from her family, and, you know, fending off threats on her life. It's just ridiculous. It really is. Shame on those people. And you hate to bring it up because that's what they want. They want you to pay attention to them and give it some credence, but it's a horrible job. That being said, I got to go back to, you know, Caitlin had some struggles. She did. I mean, you look at the stat sheet, she had a lot of turnovers. She also had a lot of great moments. But you got to give, you know, these gals that played the defense, played with such heart, a lot of credit. And I came away from that South Carolina game yesterday in Cleveland saying, wow, seriously, wow. How did Iowa beat them a year ago? But wow, they're that good. They're so deep. and they play so unselfish. They, you know, a lot of coaches will say, you know, I coach a team, they really don't care who gets the points, who does the ultimately, you know, the killer job on the opponent and gets the points or has the defining moment. I believe it. I mean, I believe it. To me, initially, I thought it was a bunch of coach speak, but watching it, they just play unselfish. They just do, and they the help side defense. They fight through screens. They're athletic. They value the basketball. That extremely well coached. I mean, my gosh. I mean, I know Dawn Staley gets people rankled and riled. She's not afraid of being, you know, controversial. She says what's on her mind. I give her credit for that. The most important quote, though, that I thought, and I thought this was very, very smart. I think it was a genuinely heartfelt statement. But when Dawn Staley was asked about Caitlin Clark, she said exactly what I think is true. She didn't say she's the greatest of all time. She said one of the greatest of all time. And I love hearing that because, listen, the Tarazis, the Birds, the Catchings, the Leslies, the Swoops, and on and on and on. You cannot dismiss what these gals did. Caitlin Clark arrived at a time and did take it to another level. But look at the springboard she had, and you have to acknowledge that in my world. You have to. If you don't, it's unfair. And again, I was affected by seeing those highlights. I had not seen that stuff before. I hadn't seen Tennessee. I mean, I had seen it, but I didn't pay attention to it. And it's not like I filed it away with some other factoids. But that refreshed my memory, and I sat there and looked at Pat Summitt's gals. I looked at some of those Stanford teams. Who else? Well, again, Stanford, UConn, Tennessee, Southern Cal, you know, and then a great point was made over the weekend when it came to women's basketball on the professional side. Go back to the 80s and look what the Houston Comets were all about in the WNBA, in a league that was struggling to gain any real traction. Those gals did it. I think they won 4 championships in a row. They were a dynasty in a league that would have a tough time selling their dynasty to the consuming public. Ah, you're just the WNBA. You know what? The WNBA draft is a week from tonight. I will watch it. It'll be Boston Marathon Day, yes, but at night on 1 week from tonight, Boston Marathon, yep, Red Sox, Guardians, 11 o'clock in the morning, Eastern, I'm all over it. NBA, WNBA draft Monday night, I'm on it. And guess what? We know it's a foregone conclusion, right? We know it is. You know who's going number one. You know where she's going. And then the other goofy thing was a rumor going around Iowa today. She's changed her mind. She's coming back. And you know what? I knew it. And I'll start with saying it kind of gave me a nice little chuckle in amongst the hangover. And I don't mean alcohol induced. I'll tell you, I woke up this morning and it just felt weird. We had such a ride, and I know the country did. We had a ride, and women's basketball carried us. It did. I'm tired. I'm tired of making this argument and having people challenge me on it. It's been better than the men's tournament to me, but I'm not alone. And a lot of guys are probably afraid to admit it. But the women's tournament this year was dynamic. It was beautiful, and it did. It had upsets. It had drama. It had controversy. It had teams that got into a brawl, and it had everything. It had spicy quotes. It had girls in tears. I go back to that press conference a week ago in Albany when, you know, the Van Lith girl spoke up and some of the players from LSU spoke up on behalf of Angel Reese. Kim Mulkey, I thought, said, look, she addressed the social media stuff. The Washington Post, this NCAA women's tournament in 2024 had every single molecule of excitement, controversy, rivalries. It had it all. And that's how I feel. And I'll argue anybody with that. Now, the men's side, hey, listen, where I'm sitting here yakking to you as we're into the overnight, and it'll be broken down on this very network tonight, Purdue and UConn. And Purdue could certainly throw a huge monkey wrench into UConn's dominance. Very capable. And may do it. But I'll tell you what, UConn also has a very good chance to run the table in the postseason, double-digit victories like it's nobody's business. They're not just beating teams. They are demoralizing teams. And what UConn is doing right now is much like on the women's side, unselfish, well-coached, rolling the ball out there, staying loose amid pressure. And the minute you think you got Connecticut back on their heels, they peel off what they did like against Illinois at the Boston Garden a week ago, Saturday night. What'd they do? Went on a 30-2 run. I mean, come on. We've heard of 15-0 runs, 12-2 runs, 21-5, 30-2. Game, set, match, move on to the next. We're headed to Arizona. And then UConn endured a terrible flight situation, got there late. They're just not distracted. They're just not. And they've just got so many different ways to beat you. They can pound the ball down low to Klingon. Castle can go nuts. Newton can go nuts. Stewart can go nuts. Caraban's a really steady player. He's tough as nails. They'll defend you. And then you look at Purdue. And you look at a team that went through the season at times, you thought, well, you know, Purdue's number one. They look great. They look almost unbeatable. They got the big guy, the guard play. And then there were times where you looked at Purdue, they got beat twice by Northwestern in overtime this year. And you're saying, what is wrong with this team? Matt Painter, what are you doing? You're overcoaching this team. Roll the ball out there like most great coaches. Let all that talent come to the surface and just stay out of the way. Your best coaching sometimes is the coaching you don't do. Just let the kids play. And Painter took on that. He said, you know what? I'm pressing these guys too hard. You know, I'm trying to micro coach and micromanage this team. And he stepped back and guess what? This great talent now has surfaced. I think we're into a slobber knocker tonight, but I'll tell you, I just feel it. It'll be a 3 or 4 point game, a couple minutes to go in the game. And then what Connecticut will do is they'll hit a couple of big buckets, probably a three, or it'll be an alley-oop dunk down to Klingon. Or they'll get into a 3-on-1 break and they'll get finished with a spectacular dunk. And then what they'll do is that they'll just take away your will. They will give you the idea that you have no business winning the game. And that's what they do. And they pull away and they win 8, 10, 12 points. What is that? How many double-digit victories in a row right now? Think about that. We're counting a streak of victories that are double-digit victories. This is dominance. This isn't just beating people. This is demoralizing people. And Alabama, for a while there, looked like they were going to, you know, hit us with your best shot. And then Connecticut went on a run, and then Alabama came right back. We had mano-mano, back and forth, 7-0 runs, 9-2 runs. But what did Connecticut do in the end? Probably what they're going to do tonight. Put together that run, and then you got no answer. You're gassed. They wear you out. And then they beat you. And now, what do we do with this Connecticut program? You don't see Hurley's name mentioned with the Kentucky vacancy. That's a very new vacancy. I would doubt it. He's a New Jersey guy. The Hurley family, it's very East Coast. And, in fact, it's even more than East Coast. It's Northeast. And Connecticut's where he can win. It's where his parents, his family, his son Andrew's on the team, doesn't play, probably grooming another Hurley coach. The Kentucky thing, I'm not buying it. I really am. The Billy Donovan, you know, angle, you know what? He's with the Bulls, you know, a lot of injuries, the NBA, you know. I could see Billy Donovan taking a long, hard look at Lexington. That may be something to keep your eye on. That's a possibility. That one makes sense to me. But the other ones, they don't make a lick of sense to me. Not at all. All right, good job out of the whole crew. What are we streaming about? What are we screaming about? Not much tonight. Yeah, there's opening day baseball in Cleveland with the Guardians and White Sox, but it's about hoops tonight. We'll talk about it. Finish up on Sports Byline.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
All right, closing things out here. Give you a little tube talk. Purdue, Connecticut, going to be a ratings, bonanza tonight. I don't know if it's got to do – well, I shouldn't say that. I don't know. Will it do comparable numbers to the women? I have no idea. That was a Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock Eastern ABC. This is a Monday night, 9:20 East. My Lord. I mean, they kill you with these start times. I don't see how the men can put up a number like and rival the women. Not with that late start. Monday night, not a lot of juice either. Although you're bringing in the Northeast with UConn, going for a back-to-back, or you got Purdue. So that we shall see. You know, baseball, listen, I'll throw one game out tonight. How about Pittsburgh and Detroit? How about the Tigers and Pirates? I mean, these teams are off to great starts, although Oakland went into Detroit and kind of ruined their home opening series too. Oakland showing a little bit of saltiness. So there you go. But late night on the coast, Giants and the Nats, Padres, Cubs in San Diego. A little bit of juice there. And Dodgers are playing up in the Twin Cities where they had some nasty weather over the weekend. So the Shohei Ohtani Dodger caravan hits the Twin Cities. So away we go. So yeah, I would think tonight UConn, Purdue, I'll give you UConn winning successfully back-to-back. Coach Hurley and the Huskies going to celebrate a victory tonight. So all you people out there who like my picks and know how often I'm wrong, good luck. And if you're wagering, bet with your head, not over it. Some people can control it, others can't, but be careful with it. All right, Dominic Jimenez, thank you very much. We'll be back at it tomorrow, a Tuesday into a Wednesday. The Masters week as well, Augusta, where John Rahm looks like he and Scheffler will be the favorites. All right, good job out of the whole crew. We'll catch you tomorrow here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Adios.